The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay. So, formally, hello and welcome to Happy Hour. Lovely to be with you. Lovely to practice together. It just warms my heart every time, even if right before it, it's been a really busy day and full, and here I arrive and just my heart already is warmed up sitting together. And I invite you to perhaps put those who are on Zoom, if you want to put each other on gallery view so that you can see each other for a moment, if you want it, just a sense of, oh, here's a community of like-minded people coming to cultivate their hearts. I'm not alone in this. Fellow human beings, just like me, hopes and dreams, just like me, challenges, just like me, just like me. And in fact, the theme of just like me is going to be our theme for tonight. Just like me, just like me. And that just like me teaching can be a powerful teaching both ways, can be a powerful tool or support for metta, for compassion, both ways. So the way you can support us for, and what I mean by both ways is the following. So one way is for us to take it easy on ourselves. Like, oh yeah, I'm like anyone else. I'm just like anyone else. Anybody else who would be in this kind of situation, in this physical situation with this illness or with this emotional challenge, you know, they would be having a hard time right now. They would be having a hard time right now. So I'm not separate. I'm not different from anybody else. Just like others. I'm just like others, just like me or just like them. And the same way, so you get the one way, right? So you're not separate because we are usually so hard on ourselves, like, get it together. Come on, get it together. Like, you should be able to do this. Like, oh, sweetheart, anybody else would be having a hard time. I'm just like others, a human being, not superhuman. I have my foibles, my challenges, just like anyone else. That's one way this just like me can be supportive. The other direction where it can be supportive is when we see others, maybe others suffering, and we feel with them, we feel for them that, oh, just like me, this is a human being, just like me, they're just like me. They have hopes, dreams, challenges. They have a body that aches. I know what that's like. Oh, they get sad. They get lonely. They get angry. They get distracted. Oh, yeah, just like me. Oh, just like me. May you be well. May you be free from all these, just like me. And that can expand our heart to have kindness towards others, all beings, expanding through concentric circles. So those two different ways that this beautiful, empowering phrase, just like me, just like me, or just like others, just like them, can be superpower, can be really supportive in our practice. So what I'll do tonight in guiding us in the practice together is, as always, we'll start with settling into our bodies with our breath. We usually take roughly about 10 minutes just to settle. It's so important to settle in the body and the breath before starting metta. We always do that. Very important. And then we open up. And what I like to do is to actually start with, I'll keep it a surprise. You see, we'll explore. And as always, I like to say, especially if you're new to this practice, or even if you've done it a million times, whatever arises, even if, or especially if it's not what you expect, as long as you're kind towards it, as long as you're kind towards yourself, you are doing this practice right. So if there's a little voice that comes, oh, you're distracted, you're sleepy, you're not doing this right, you're terrible. If you're kind towards it, oh, sweetheart, you're having a hard time. It's okay. It's okay, dear. It's okay. You are doing this practice right. As long as you have kindness towards whatever arises, that's what we're cultivating here, okay? So be kind to whatever arises. So with that, I'd like to invite you to settle if you need to move to your cushion or to a chair or maybe even lie down if that's what your body needs right now. Take care of this body. My body wants to shift, move a little bit before settling in my chair. There. Sitting such that you can be comfortable for the next 30 minutes. Sitting, lying down, standing. It's all okay. All postures of meditation and arriving. Arriving in this body, letting go. In this moment, how busy the day might have been, or full, or sad, or up, or down. You're here. You're here. I'm here. Ah, touching the earth. Touching the earth, this precious, precious earth. With your precious body, this human body, mine, however it is in this moment, treasured, unique, impermanent, only mine, for a short time. Relaxing, inviting this body to release. Release, release, release. Any tightness, holding, weight. Into the chair, cushion. Letting go, releasing thoughts in this moment, preoccupations. Of course, there are many and it's okay. Trust that they're important enough. They will come back at the end. Later, right now. Give your heart to this practice. Give your heart to this practice. And the seclusion, the delicious seclusion of the mind. Ah, letting all the busyness be outside, be away, dancing on its own. You can rest. Rest in your heart. Take rest, dear heart. Turning your attention inward. And letting the breath be received. Each breath, let it be received in your abdomen. Not from the control tower, no, but as if the body is an organ of perception, receiving each breath, the entirety of the in-breath, the entirety of the out-breath, like a lullaby, soothing, soothing breath, calming, calming, as if you're a baby being rocked with the breath, caring, caring for yourself, receiving the breath. With gentleness, with kindness to yourself. And if thoughts arise, it's not a problem, not a problem at all. See if they can be received smilingly. And then gently, gently released, released from your heart, your chest, your shoulders becoming lighter. Thank you, thought. Please come back later. And being with the lullaby of the breath to settle, be soothed. It's so sweet. Right here, we don't have to get entangled in the busyness of thoughts. It can be so calm and sweet. Enjoying, enjoying the breath being received. It's not assured, a must, a grim duty. Let it be enjoyable, your treat for the day, for yourself. This moment of peace. And now I'd like to invite you, if you would, bring someone to mind who's easy for you to have warmth, care, kindness towards. Could be a pet, a child, a friend, someone who's been kind to you in the past, a benefactor, someone with whom you have an uncomplicated relationship, ideally. A little bit of complication is okay, but not too complicated. Someone when you think of, just the smile maybe shows up, a sense of safety. Just there's a natural care for this being, for this person or being. Bringing their image, their sense to your mind's eye. Feeling the sense of connection in your heart with them. And let there be a sense of kindness, the phrases flowing out of sense of connection you have. And the four traditional phrases, you might have your own. Simply, may you have ease. May you, let's actually, I should say that at the end. May you have safety. Let's start with that. The basis for all the other ways that we feel happy and well. May you be safe, dear one. May you be safe. From inner and outer harm. May you be safe. May you be happy and joyful, dear one. Connecting with their image, their felt sense. May you be healthy and strong, dear one. And may your life flow with ease, dear one. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you have ease. And realizing that this dear being of yours, you're not so different from them. You're not that different at all. They have a body, you have a body. They have been sick, have had pain. The same for you. It's not unique. They've had sadness, sorrow, loss, as you have. There are people they care about, they love, as do you. They have hopes and dreams, aspirations, just as I do, just as you do. They want to be happy. This being wants to be happy, does not want to suffer. Wants to be free from suffering, wants to have ease. Just like me, just like me. I am not different. I'm not separate. I'm not different. and this dear being of mine. Just like them, I want to be happy. And just as I wish them to be safe, I wish myself safety. May this being who is me be safe. Just as I wish happiness for them, may I be happy. May I be healthy. May I have ease. Just as I wish it for them, may I have well-being. If you like, you can wish both of you well. May we both have safety, happiness, health and ease. Continuing with the phrases and wishes of metta for both of us. Safe, happy, healthy, ease. I am not different than they, than anybody else in the world in wanting to be safe, happy, healthy, and at ease, to be free from suffering. If there is a challenge right now you're having in your life, physical, emotional, a situation in a relationship, consider that anybody else with the same causes and conditions, same background, would be suffering in the same way, would be feeling challenged. It's not unique to you. You're not a bad meditator, bad person, human being. Just like others, I suffer in these ways. May I be free from this challenge. May I have ease. I am no different. I am no different from anyone else in this way. It's common humanity. Appreciating my own common humanity. That this is hard. It would be hard for anyone. May I have ease in the midst of it. And I'd like to invite you to choose someone who is neutral for you, a person. Maybe you know them a little bit. Or maybe someone you have just a slight bit of irritation with, tiny bit. Not the number one person on your list. And realize that this person, the stand-in for all of humanity, this other being, this human being, or maybe just choosing a random person you don't know here on Zoom, practicing together in Sangha. Just like me, they're a human being. They suffer. They have hopes and dreams. Just like me, they want to be happy. They want to do their best in this world, in this life. They're an object of affection of someone. And they care for others. They have a tender heart for others. Just as I wish to be happy and healthy and have ease, I wish you the same. You are just like me. In our common humanity, in the way that we're human, of course, our life circumstances are different. Maybe our gender identity, or size, or age, background, but the basic humanity, you're just like me. I'm just like you. Two human beings on this earth without a manual. Just as I wish to be happy, I wish happiness for you. I wish you well. Just as I'm finding my way, may you find your way to ease and freedom. I wish you well, familiar stranger. I wish you well. If you like, you can open the circle wider. To all beings just like me. Seeing your common humanity. Or your common beingness. We are all stardust, alive, doing our best. All beings everywhere, I share my goodwill freely, generously, openly. I wish you all well, just as I wish to be safe. I wish you all safety, knowing that full safety is not possible in the world, but I offer it as a wish, as a gift of well-being, of kindness, of goodwill from my heart. May you be safe without attachment to outcome. I offer it. May you be happy. All beings, may you be safe, may you be healthy, and may you have ease. Generosity, generosity in your goodwill, in our goodwill. Just like me, you're no different. And just like you, I'm a human being who lives and dies and suffers. Not so different. Including yourself. All of us beings, may we all be well, have ease, be free. For the last moment of this practice period, releasing, letting go of any judgment for anything that arose or did not arise. You showed up, you did your best. Just like anybody else with this background, the causes and conditions of your life, maybe. Everybody else would have been distracted or sleepy or whatever arose. It's okay. Just like me, just like them. Give yourself a break and be kind to yourself. Appreciate yourself. You showed up. You showed up and you're still here till the end. Yay. You showed up and you did your best. Let go of the rest. And with generosity to ourselves, with generosity to all beings, sharing, dedicating the goodness of our practice, trusting there is goodness generated, trusting there is goodness. Of course there is. I dedicate, I share the goodness of my practice with all beings everywhere. Just like me, may all beings be happy, may all beings be free. Thank you all for your practice. Just like me, just like them. Powerful phrases, powerful phrases. So we have some time if you'd like to offer any reflections, any insights, any aha moments, any challenges, questions for the benefit of others and yourself too. Not a way to be impressed, but just as a way of, oh, this is what came up for me. May it be of support to me and others. So you can type in chat if you like. Your reflections, if they're typed to me alone, I will not read your name. If they're typed to everyone, I consider them public. I will read your name. And you can also raise your Zoom hand if you haven't shared in the community in a while. If you have, pull back, let others pull forward. I'd love to hear from you. So please, what did you discover? Anything that was powerful or challenging? One private note, I find it difficult to accept calming. Huh. Yeah. One way to work with that is to relax your body. Don't try to accept it in your mind, accept calming. Just relax the animal of your body. Let your body accept it. Kim, I see your hand, please.
If it's okay, I want to share a birthday card that my granddaughter sent to me, and she was the person I chose. I'll show it to you and I'll read it to you.
Oh, I see pink hearts, lots of hearts and flowers. Sweet.
She's 6 years old. She wrote to Grandma, I love you more than anything or anyone on this planet. I love you so much that whenever I see you, my heart bursts for joy and love for you. From L. Sweet. It's almost too much to take in. I don't feel worthy.
Oh, take it in, Kim. Take it in.
Thank you.
Oh, it's so beautiful that this child, this beautiful child, is clearly she's feeling so loved, so seen by you, that whenever she sees you, her heart bursts with joy. Oh my, it just makes my heart burst with joy that there's a child in this world that just seeing this favorite person, she's like, oh my God, Grandma, I love you. That is so sweet.
She spells burst, B-E-R-S-T-E-S.
Oh my God, that is so precious. Thanks for sharing that, Kim. Oh my God.
Thanks for giving me the opportunity.
Oh, it's just, yeah, thank you. It brought me so much joy. Feeling her joy and your joy, and please take it all in. Let yourself take it all in. Hey, it's soothing, it's healing to be seen in this way by children. Thank you, Kim. That just brought me so much joy for you and your granddaughter. Thank you. It's so sweet. Yeah. Yeah, so let's see. Serena says, I was able to see Putin as a human being who also suffers and cares about his family. This is a big step for me. I have been hating him. Thank you, Serena. Yeah, that is powerful. Thank you for bringing that in to separate the actions, which are not condonable, and from the humanity of the human being. There is so much delusion, so much confusion, so much hurt that turning around and hurting others. So thanks for bringing that in, Serena. And yay, what an opening for you. Mudita for Kim, says Peggy. Beautiful. Yeah, same here. Lovely. Mark says, the five remembrances tell us that it is inevitable that we will all get old, sick, die, and lose all we love. How does it fit that we wish everyone health and happiness, knowing they and we will get sick and lose all we love? Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, Mark, of course. Yeah, it's not a problem. It's that, of course, we know that that's what happens. And yet, we wish it. It's without attachment to outcome. That is what's important. Because if you're attached to outcome, if you want it to happen, then of course, like, well, it's not going to happen. So why am I wishing it? But you offer it as a generosity, as a gift to train your own heart in generosity. It's a training for your own heart. It's not an outcome in the world that you're attached to. So that is the way. And these two practices actually are perfectly compatible with one another. So I invite you, Mark, to sit with that. Sit with that you're cultivating, like knowing that there is no safety. I wish you safety. May you be safe as a wish from my heart. So anyway, I've said enough. I'll let you sit with this. There is a lot more here, but I trust you will sit with this and you will find your way. I've seen Peggy's hand and then Vicky's. Peggy, you, and then I'll read Vicky, and then we'll be going into small groups as time is short. Please, Peggy.
I've been having difficulty with the woman who just annoying the heck out of me. But this helped me see we both probably have just the same wants and needs, and we're just two different type personalities on opposite ends of the extreme. So it just helped me see her as more human and a little more like me. So it was helpful. Thanks.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you, Peggy. Yeah, love hearing that. Yeah, thank you. Yes, this is especially important for when we're working with people we have challenges with. Lovely. Yeah. And Vicky says, I have difficulty thinking people with less security as undocumented immigrants and unhoused people are just like me. How do we think our privilege is just like others? Yeah. So the idea of this practice here and the just like me is not that everyone in every way is just like me. I mean, that's taking it too far, definitely taking it too far. And that's not the suggestion at all. The suggestion is that you see their needs, everybody else's needs for safety, for their wish to be happy, to be free from suffering, as just like to see people's humanity, not their background, not their, as I was saying. So any practice, we can just take it too far and make it ridiculous. So just like me does not mean that that in those ways they're just like me. So there's a way that we can get stuck or get ourselves stuck with every practice. So I invite you not to do that. Pull back and stay with the humanity. Maybe this is the way in for you, Vicky. Think that if you were born, that you could have been just as well born as they are. It's so random. They could have been born as you are. It's so random. We have no control over it. And that's another way to enter into just like me. Morgan, I see your note, but it's coming. I'll read this after we come out because I want to make sure we have time for the small groups. So let's go into small groups, breakout rooms. And here's the opportunity to practice with other beings, with other human beings who are just like me in the way of they too suffer. They too want to be free from suffering. They too have hopes and dreams. Not that we all have the same background and experience, but in the basic ways of experience. So inviting us to practice together in small groups. And just a reminder, speak from your own experience, please. Not handling or working, you know, not managing other people's experience. And please share one nugget about what this practice was like for you. You can also say pass, but please always have kindness with each other with yourself and with each other. So each person will say one nugget, you say one nugget, the other person says a nugget, the other person says a nugget, and you go round and round so that everyone has time to speak. Again, be kind, take care of each other. I'm going to create the rooms and be kind to each other. Be kind to each other. So here we go, opening the rooms. Okay, the rooms are closed. Everybody's back. Welcome back, everyone. So, we are out of time, but I will open the chat if you wanted to share anything. Actually, one thing that Kathy shared was, I'll just read it out loud as an ending comment here. I have worked with many different people over the years in various contexts. I've learned that people are more similar than they are different. It's amazing to think about the similar questions, conversations, worries that I've heard from people. Thank you for that. Yeah. I hope your practice tonight was fruitful. Thank you for joining, cultivating your heart for your own sake and the sake of all other beings, just like me, just like others. We all suffer, are born, and die. May we all have ease. May all beings be free. Thank you all.